promise I won't hurt you. I'm here to help you. You can trust me on this. No, I'm not a hunter. I'm just a mage. See? All I have here is a staff, and I won't hurt you. Are you alright? You look injured. You don't look fine to me. You may be a vampire, but even then, this wound is still enough to inhibit you from protecting yourself, right? How do I know? Call it intuition. Anyhow, staying in this little cave is gonna get you killed, vampire. I can help you, just trust me. You ask too many questions. Here, take this. It's not any human blood. It's a little potion to at least give you some kind of relief from the pain. Painkillers, call it even. I know you don't trust me, but you don't have many other choices, do you? The hunter you fought around is still looking for you. See? I didn't poison it. Now, can you walk? My cottage isn't far from here. Careful now. Here. Let me help you. I can hold you up. Can you walk like this to my cottage? Does it hurt? You should be fine. Alright. Come on, let's go. Before that hunter finds you. Welcome to my abode. Apologies, it's a bit messy. Here, take a seat on the couch and rest. You don't get why I helped you. You sure are a curious one. Yes, I know you're a vampire. What of it? Do you believe that a mage, a human, cannot help a vampire? Yes, I know you kill humans. I'm quite aware what a vampire is. You don't understand me. Well, I don't intend for you to normally understand me either. The feeling is mutual. I'm surprised you trusted me yourself. Normally, when I'm on travels and see injured vampires, they tend to bare their fangs and run. Well, try to. Normally, I don't pry, but seeing you for some reason made me want to help you and be insistent. I guess we both have our reasons, though. Seeing how your eyes soften at the eyes of a non-hunter human? Well, I can say as much of myself. I'm a bit soft around vampires like you. I won't push it, though. You don't seem like someone to open up to a mage that basically forced you to come to their home to avoid a hunter out for your heart on a stake. What's my name? Call me Ina. What about yours, little vampire? Nice name. It suits you. Also, you haven't been a vampire long, haven't you? From what I can see, that makes you relatively young in vampire standards. You were newly turned not too long ago, weren't you? How do I know these things? Let's just say I had a hunch. I confuse you. Well, the less you know about me, the less... Never mind. Feel free to sleep on the couch, or upstairs in the room to the right. I'll be retreating to my room for the night. Good night, little vampire. We'll talk more tomorrow morning. You know, if you're gonna stand on the edge of my bed debating if you should kill me, you shouldn't hesitate, vampire. You weren't? Really? Then what do you need? When was the last time you had human blood, vampire? You knew looking after a vampire was the equivalent of looking after a child. Come here, come closer, vampire. Hurry up and drink from me. Just a bit, of course. Don't stand there looking so confused. I don't have any bags of human blood in this place. And if you're hungry, you can feed from me. Ugh, you're not gonna kill me. Trust me, now stop hesitating before I change my mind. Little vampire, you do realize if you keep starving yourself from human blood, you're going to die. Or even worse, kill a shit ton of people that you won't be able to stop yourself. Don't look at me like that, vampire. Now can you stop being so stubborn and accept my help? Again, I don't want to see you in a state where I have to kill you myself. Now hurry up.